So I think I heard that there's been a, I don't know, the whole thing with androgen receptors and anti-androgens and Tiffany Traina's work, I had actually interviewed her a while back, is not proceeding. Is that the case?
I don't know. I mean, again, getting people interested in it. I mean, it turns out that a lot of triple-negative breast cancer have androgen receptor alterations. I mean, it's not a small subset of patients. And it's been a little hard to get the appropriate trial designs to figure out how do you prove the right way to treat those folks compared to, for instance, the conventional therapy. So I think abandoning that would be a disappointment just because it's such a potentially significant pathway. And many of those folks have fairly indolent disease, and if we could treat them with an oral agent, oral antiandrogen, as opposed to knee-jerking into chemotherapy for everybody who has triple negative, I think it would be a service to them.
I think I just heard that mantle cell lymphoma has androgen receptors too.
Well, there you go.
Well, I know they've tried CDK4 and 6 inhibitors with mantle cell, but I don't know if that's connected. Anyhow,
Anything that has an RB pathway alteration is something you
right.
want to look at.